Hello and welcome to the iWave podcast, the Wavecast, where once a month we bring you fellow nonprofit leaders, fundraisers, and prospect development professionals together to share with you a brief moment of inspiration and motivation. Our dream here is that you spend 10 to 15 minutes in your day to enjoy a cup of coffee or a quiet moment or whatever is meaningful to you to get inspired and feel like you're a part of a community of great people like you doing really, really important work. I'm your host, Clay Buck. I'm the lead fundraising coach with iWave and founder of TCB Fundraising, and I'm thrilled that you're here. Thank you for making time for us today. Our guest today on the Wavecast is Jessica Channel Eiler. Jessica is the Director of Prospect Research Services and Management at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Quite the title. Jessica is a great leader in our field. And in our work. And I know that everyone that knows Jessica and has met Jessica is always thrilled to have her a part of the conversation. And I can share candidly, we share a mutual distaste for trendy seating. Just give us a comfy chair in a quiet coffee shop. And we are very, very happy people. Jessica, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Jessica, is there anything you would add to my somewhat tongue-in-cheek but deeply respectful introduction?
I arrived here in 2018, and we have, in the middle of the pandemic and all of that, we have tried very hard to keep up with society as it changes. And, fundraising as it has been changing since the shutdown, if you will. Sure. It's been an amazing ride, truly. So we're really excited and we're really excited. I'm excited to be here.
Sorry. We're excited that you're here. Thank you for being here. There's a lot of change, a lot of things happening. And certainly we're both in Las Vegas, so we know, this community and how things have shifted and are shifting on a daily basis. I think that's true for everybody that's working in our space. So amidst all of those opportunities, if you will, right? Challenges, the way that fundraising is going today. What's your word of motivation, of inspiration? What would you say to our colleagues out there listening today to keep them inspired and moving forward?
I would say maintain resourcefulness.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I came into this field in 2003 and mm-hmm. in a world where, if you consider that there are generations of prospect development, the second and third generations were very much throwing things at the wall and just to see what would stick, and how we could go through and innovate and collaborate. And I think that's still the case even today. There are standards that have persisted, and over the past 20 years, you can go through and look, and we always come back to this middle of where the founders kind of created. So it's interesting in that way. However, in daily life and in daily work, and as we look to innovate and work, sorry, my 6 to 7 year olds are here with me.
No worries.
We're constantly standing on the shoulders of giants, and I think that is so important, especially for people who are coming into this field currently. There are an amazing, trainings, all of the boot camps, if you will, for how to get into prospect research and management and development. There are, amazing. Jen Phil is doing amazing work with the Prospect Research Institute. There are amazing resources out there. But unless you can go to ground and understand your own background and use your own background, if you've ever bought a house, you understand how real estate works. If you've ever if you have ever gone to an event and networked with people, you understand what the development officer is trying to do, that you have to bring those skills as well to the conversation. And I truly believe that the conversation between a frontline development officer and the prospect development team is a true conversation that continues. Mm-hmm. It's not, here's a report, go have fun. It's bringing the information back, use them as resources from the field. I laugh with my development officers and say that, you know, they're doing field checks for me is really what they're doing.
You know? Sure.
Here's some stuff. Go see if it's real. You know, go ask more questions and come back to me, you know, but please come back to me.
Sure.
So that, you know, over time, their relationship deepens because our relationship is deepened over this person. So, or corporation or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So that's an amazing point in this field, but you have to remain resourceful. You know, get on all of the lists. I have an email that's dedicated nothing but that, mm-hmm. you know, and I encourage people to do that, especially those that I train, you know, have an email that's nothing but your Helen Browns and your Prospect L and, you know, all of the things. HBR, you know, is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the greats in the field, you know, Lynn Wester's coming up next, but her, you know, her sources, the guru stuff is amazing. I use it all the time, you know, just the concepts of development and learn development. You are not an island and you are not, you know, we're all working toward the same goal, but we're not in competition, which is amazing.
I have a Gmail account that I use to subscribe, right? And that is all it is there for, is I subscribe to as many things. I don't know about you, but I'm very intentional about subscribing things to lists and resources that are outside of my field of expertise.
Absolutely.
Because I want to learn and I want to see what others are saying about it. Now it becomes a little daunting keeping up with that, but I set aside about a half hour twice a week and just kind of go through those and see what others are saying and, you know, flag the ones that are of most interest. I love that idea of resourcefulness and bringing that forward as motivation and inspiration. And I have to acknowledge, again, the world we're all living and working in, you're here doing this very kindly, giving of your time, and we appreciate it, with your kid nearby. And this is, right, this is life now. This is what we do now. And I love that we're all bringing those human moments forward into our work and acknowledging, I'm putting words in your mouth here perhaps, but that part of being resourceful is how we balance these challenges of, you know, doing podcasts with our kid right next to us and, right, managing that life. We promised our listeners that this would be short, this would be inspirational and motivational. You've shared great information with us. As we wrap up today, what I'd love to ask you is, I believe that fundraising is a joyous profession. Whatever our role is and whatever we do, we get to stand in that space where we are helping donors fulfill their visions and helping missions come to life. And that's important work. And therefore, there's joy in it. So what brings you joy? What is the thought that you leave with us that brings Jessica joy, especially when the challenges seem pretty tough?
Well, I think first and foremost, you don't have to stay where you are. I've done a lot. I've been very lucky in my mentors, and that they let me try a little bit of everything just to see what brought me joy. And that's been amazing. For me, it is data, truly. I get into the database. I get into all of it. And
same.
Totally nerd out. That's
yep. Me. Yep.
And people who know me are laughing right now. They're like, yeah, absolutely. But that's it, you know, understanding and helping to create a better data quality. And truly, I believe that fundraisers, all of us, you know, the front and back of the house, if you will, we are all fundraisers and we are all storytellers, right down to the person who's entering those gifts. We're storytellers. You know, we tell the money story. We tell the person story. We tell a story of hope and change, if you will. You know?
Yeah. I love
this
that.
This is what we're here for.
We tell the story of hope and change. And I believe that in all of that data, donors are sharing their stories with us. That's the stories they tell us, is through the data that we provide. We get to interpret that and carry that forward, the story of hope and change. Jessica, thank you so much for that great word. As we thank you, how can folks find you? Or is there anything you'd want to share about what you're working on, or how folks can reach you if they want to learn more about the work that you do?
My email address is my name.
So, there you go. Great.
At Gmail. So contact me. It's
fine. Terrific. Thank you so much for sharing these good words with us and being with us today. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.